We've got it done.
Waging war on corruption.
All right, you are go.
It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the info war.
Well, my friends, we're live, and I'm glad we are here on this Sunday, the 29th day of April, 2012. I'm very glad that we're here because, wow, is the news off the charts. Here is just some of what's coming up today and your phone calls, I should add, from 4 to 6 p.m. Central Standard Time, 5 to 7 Eastern. That's 2 to 4 Pacific, 3 to 5 Mountain. Republicans prepare a contempt citation against Eric Holder over Fast and Furious. And I was pinching myself. You mean actually going after real justice, just not putting on some show hearings and then doing nothing? Wow. And as if that wasn't good enough, this is part of the twilight zoning of America, but not just on the bad side, on the good side. Stuff's getting crazy. See, when things start getting really bad, you see the best in people and the worst. Separation of the wheat from the chaff. This is the New York Times yesterday. Big story. Terrorist plotched, hatched by the FBI. And it goes on to say the FBI has manufactured almost every terror threat and has led them, and it's fake, and it's doing it to get power and take people's liberties. The New York Times. Sounds like Alex Jones. So let me see. CBS News is reporting on contempt charges on the attorney general caught shipping guns into Mexico, guns back in the United States. Or did I say guns into Mexico, drugs into the United States? And then we've got the New York Times, terrorist plots hatched by the FBI. But it only gets crazier from there. Here's WorldNet Daily. I just shot a video. It just went up at Infowars.com. Breitbart's coroner poisoned to death. The police are investigating. They say he was poisoned. Wow. But wait, it only gets crazier from there on out. We're coming up on the International Luciferian / Commie Day, May Day, when Obama announced, they're saying as he announced it on a Sunday evening that this is the one-year anniversary, but technically it was on May 1st, so that's coming up in a few days. And they are now announcing that the police are investigating, again, not just the suspicious death of Breitbart's coroner, but now the system is rolling out afresh, anew, the whole hoax on the bin Laden killing front. And I shot another video on that this morning, which is up at Infowars.com. We're going to be breaking down the 10 facts that prove the bin Laden fable is a contrived hoax as the president moves to use this as his reelection bid, that he's a tough guy on Al-Qaeda. Now, if the Republicans wanted to destroy Obama, but they can't because they destroy themselves, they'd go, you're using Al-Qaeda in Syria, you're using Al-Qaeda in Iran, you're using Al-Qaeda in Libya, you turn the country over to them, you're putting Al-Qaeda like the Muslim Brotherhood so they can have sex with their wives after they're dead. That's real. Total lunatics. You're putting them in charge of Egypt. And they're also announcing war on terror is over, they said last week. A new article out saying Al-Qaeda is gone, but TSA's got to be in your neighborhood sticking their hands down your pants and searching your bags without a warrant because of the terror threat. But that terror threat is all the domestic groups. Look at yourself in the mirror. You don't like foreign banks raising your taxes to pay it to themselves? You're a terrorist. Don't like forced inoculation? You're a terrorist. Like private property? You like George Washington? Literally, they say you're a terrorist. I've got FEMA on tape saying George Washington's a piece of trash because they're the enemy. They're the foreign bankers.
When you're out.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 Organic Soil Conditioner, Fertilizer Amendment, and Compost Accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at Terraganics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
You are listening to an InfoWars.com frontline report. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. From deep in the heart of FEMA Region 6, Austin, Texas, transmitting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
Sunday edition with a lot of good news and a lot of really bad news. But the good news is we know what's happening, and the sleeping giant that is America and free humanity worldwide, not just here in the United States or North America. The awakening is happening everywhere against government tyranny and corrupt elites, and no amount of police state surveillance will protect the system. We will restore the republic. You know, I confirmed over the weekend that a veteran, what in Montana, 61 years old, was handing out Bible tracts at and in one of my films, Police State 3, Total Enslavement, and the police came at the VA and told him, we'll basically take your benefits, send Homeland Security to your house. You don't have free speech here. And I've seen other cases of things like this, and the cops didn't, you know, the little federal cops, little security guards, didn't like the fact that it was called Police State. And see, there's that ignorance that any amount of government corruption, I mean, they could order our guns turned in tomorrow, you know, 50% tax increases, and if you said you didn't like it, and by the way, this surveilling us with no warrant is a police state, a lot of these so-called police nowadays think that means you don't like them. They think if you say, I don't want a police state, that you hate them personally, and like the police state is their identity, that tyranny is their identity. But then meanwhile, you've got a lot of police officers and people out there that are aware that the Bill of Rights belongs to you as well. It's very precious, very special. It was fought for and paid for in blood. And we're now basically seeing it trampled and removed at an extremely accelerated rate. And now it's like oxygen's being taken out of the room. You take the freedom, the prosperity goes out the door. It's kind of like going out on a motorboat to go skiing or something and taking a 50 caliber semi-auto Barrett out there with you and firing six or seven holes in the bottom of the boat. The boat is going to start taking on water and it's going to end up sinking. And you guys in government and the public allowing this to happen and sitting back and just saying, well, they're the officials, they're the authorities, not the public servants. You have allowed this to take place, and the country is now taking on water very, very fast. Now, that's the image of a sinking ship. Another image is a burning house. And now the fire is on all three floors, shooting out the windows. The roof is collapsing. And finally, some of the public saying, you know what? We might be in a little bit of trouble. And those people that warned us about corrupt government and police states and world government and surveillance, they must have had a point. They must have known what they were talking about. They must have been paying attention when the tyranny was a mile away. See, now the tyranny's already run over us, and now it's got that backup sound on, like a trash truck. And it's backing back over us. And I'm like, you know what? I think we ought to change things. Driving into work today, I didn't see one. I didn't see two. I didn't see three. I didn't see four. I saw five Infowars.com bumper stickers driving in the studio this Sunday. But it gets better. I saw dozens. I had to stop counting. I think I saw no other political bumper stickers. I saw dozens of Ron Paul stickers, and I saw a car that said Vote Rattlesnake 2012 with a big giant Don't Tread on Me flag flapping above it. They rigged it where it was an ingenious thing where the flag was flapping in the middle of the car and like a little teepee over it, and then explain that, you know, the rattlesnake represents Don't Tread on Me and what the country was founded on and all these great points. And the car was festooned with stickers. And I was going over to visit my dad before I came over here with my son and I to get our teeth cleaned. My dad's a dentist. And he comes up, you know, every 6 months or so on Sunday so he can just focus on us and get that done. And I almost pulled out of the parking lot to follow the person so I could get a photo of the rattlesnake car. But I bet they're a listener because I was able to see they had a Infowars.com, PrisonPlanet.com, Don't Tread on Me sticker, the one that's got the rattlesnake on it. And they got both the websites. I did spy that with my eyeballs. And so that person ever sends us a photo of their car, we will Twitter it out at Real Alex Jones. We will tweet it out if you send it to something like showtips at Infowars.com. And we're getting reports and photos and videos without even asking for them. So now I'm going to start asking for them from all over the country of people festooning their barns, their businesses, their business signs, sometimes other people's property and government buildings. I'm not saying do that. With Infowars.com. And I've got friends and family and neighbors. My buddy Shane Steiner the other day, local friend going back to high school years, he tweeted me. He texted me a photo that I tweeted out of a guy with a sign plugging the local radio station I'm on in Austin and Infowars.com. And then I talked to family, and they said, yeah, we saw a couple people, and I talked to some crew. I mean, it's just everywhere. This is the explosive grassroots action against tyranny that we're starting to see. As Ron Paul peaks, we realize he won by running and injecting real ideas of libertarian constitutional ideas. But as that begins to crest and then dissipate, dissipation hasn't begun yet, we're going to see it shift into local activism. I like that idea of vote rattlesnake 2012. And then people are like, well, what does that mean? Well, it means the founding of this country. Let me explain what Don't Tread on Me means. And it's shifting into Infowars.com. It's shifting into thousands of people are now shooting videos for Infowars.com. We've gotten over 500 entries, and hundreds more just came in the last few days. I don't know how I'm going to pick winners for the reporter contest. We're going to hire one male, one female reporter, $10,000 in prizes. But all these other folks are saying, hey, Alex, we don't even care if we win. We want to be correspondents. And I'm like, absolutely. I mean, again, how do you organize something like this? So I'm going to go to break and come back with the good news, and I'm going to come back with the bad news as well. But I just wanted to up front break down the fact that the info war has just begun to rise. And as Ron Paul's always said, he is a focal point of liberty and freedom. And just a lot of people that have discovered what he's discovered, tyranny versus liberty, collectivism versus freedom, globalism, fascism, communism versus the republic, that the pendulum is beginning to swing. And so everybody out there, realize our time has come. People are ready to now listen. I mean, world government's openly being announced, Agenda 21, global governance, every form of tyranny. People are finally getting it because Ron Paul, myself, and countless others, many of you out there listening today who were alive before I was even born, you were made fun of, you were laughed at, the national dominant corporate whore, Decepticon, enemy sympathizer, New World Order banker media, the cesspool media, the deceptor media, they had air superiority before and could dominate us. Not anymore. And so because you trailblazers out there stood up from day one and spoke out against all this, we've got a real shot at defeating the globalists because we planted so many seeds for so many decades, and now as everything we talked about begins to unfold exactly as we said it would, our credibility is beyond platinum. The enemy's credibility is like dog droppings at the park. Nobody wants it. It has a negative value. Congress has a 9% approval rating. The mainstream media is in free fall. But danger, the empire is going to strike back with censorship, attacks on talk radio, attacks on alternative news is becoming the dominant news. The system is cornered like a rat. Now, I've told the New York Times and all of them, start telling the truth and you'd have an audience again. We're actually starting to see that happen. See, there's nothing like the market to defeat tyrants and centralized systems. CBS, Republicans prepare contempt citation against Eric Holder over Fast and Furious. Let me give you more. The New York Times admits the FBI manufactured all the major terror plots, as I told you years ago. They're all fake. And there's more mainstream news that Al-Qaeda works for the U.S. government. Stay with us. I'd seen the longevity products work for many others, and so I bought a bunch of them, started using them, had a little bit of results, but I wasn't following the regimen every day. But Aaron Dykes in my office did and lost more than 60 pounds. When I saw those results, I said, I better follow my own advice. I started taking the longevity products, and it's been incredible. 37 pounds in 2 months. Our bodies are amazing, and God gave us an incredible gift. But if our body doesn't have the tools it needs, all of the vitamins, all of the minerals, and the other key essential trace elements, we're not going to be healthy. Folks, this isn't hype. I only bring to my listeners products that I've tried myself and I truly believe in. And the amazing supplements available at InfoWarsTeam.com have certainly delivered in my life. I hope you'll give them a try. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw of free enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Meet Jerry D.
Hi.
Jerry and his family, like you, are very concerned about world conditions and have gathered many emergency preparedness items, including turtle tough shelters.
We have added 2 24-foot turtle tufts to our supplies and feel very secure knowing our large family is ready for whatever the future may bring.
Turtle tough shelters are not tents. They are permanent yet portable four-season geodesic frame shelters that are as strong as a cabin at a fraction of the cost and are easy to set up, take down, and move anywhere. Available in 2 sizes. Get your turtle tough shelter and accessories included at turtletoughshelters.com. That's turtle, T-U-F-F, shelters.com. Or call 801-623-3288. That's 801-623-3288. Or see them online at turtletoughshelters.com. Turtle Tough Shelters, your all-season home away from home.
How's your pH today? Are you acidic? How alkaline is your blood and body? What is the pH of the water you drink? We are AlkaVision, and we have the answers. Drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining vibrant health and high energy, because bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. If your drinking water isn't at a pH level of 8 or higher, boost it with AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Our unique formula will alkalize your water, ridding your body of harmful toxins and acid, and help regain energy and health. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops to help your body rid itself of acidic organic waste, increase oxygen, and raise the pH of your body to optimal levels. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615, 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here. Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
That's right. I'm here Monday through Friday, 12 noon to 3 p.m. Eastern, back Sundays with a live, abbreviated 4 to 6 p.m. Central transmission, 5 to 7 Eastern. Okay, again, let me just mention some of what's coming up. Republicans prepare contempt citation against Eric Holder over Fast and Furious, CBS News. Los Angeles marks 20th anniversary of riots. That's what the Attorney General tried to start with. The whole Trayvon Martin thing turned out they had instigators inside the protest. That's why the new Black Panther Party was authorized to call for violence. This is truly a criminal group. They're like, why would the president want riots? It's called problem, reaction, solution. Why would Hitler blow up his own government building and pose as a savior? Yeah, it's called the Hegelian dialectic. We're going to be going over that again after the break. The big news, because it gets into total propaganda, Obama exploits bin Laden hoax for election propaganda. I'm going to go back over the fact that this is an admitted fraud. Sure, nobody I know bought that they actually killed him. Then they had to kill the SEALs that were involved to cover it up later on that helicopter, remember? Not the one they blew up that night, but the next one they blew up with SEALs on it? Yeah. I've talked to SEALs, by the way. They all know what happened. Oh, yeah, that's a big wake-up call inside the government. Continuing here... Now, we're going to be going over all of that, and Osama's supposed killer, Obama, bragging about it at the White House I'm a Movie Star correspondence dinner. So that is all coming up. Also, banks cooperate to track Occupy protesters. Well, yeah, the big six Federal Reserve megabanks, they are the government. They took over. All of that is coming up. Also have a report in the Science Stack. This is a report out of Reuters. How long have I been telling you this? But here it is. Scientists call for a rethink on consumption and population reduction. Oh, here's Scientific American. Royal Society calls for redistribution of wealth and more British control, more birth control to save the planet. And I had a Freudian slip there saying more British control, more eugenics control out of England. I'll be breaking that down. But first, let's get into these two reports right here. Here is the New York Times. And when I saw this, I pinched myself because I've known this. I've reported it ad nauseum. Even some mainstream media has reported on it. If you follow each case, they almost always get dropped. They almost always find a mentally retarded person, generally 75 to 80 IQ, mildly retarded, who has been profiled, been in prison, or is on welfare, or someone who's been had serious head trauma. They've also used head trauma victims as one of their favorites. And I've talked about it. I could go to downtown Austin where I live, and I could find a schizophrenic or a homeless person and offer them $10,000 and get them to dress up in a uniform and say they work for Al-Qaeda, and say that they're ready to blow stuff up if I give them $10,000 more. That's what the FBI does. They just take a year or so to get them an apartment and set them up and then try to get them to blow stuff up. First World Trade Center, FBI cooked the bomb, trained the driver, gave them the detonators. That was in the New York Times and CBS News even at the time. Because the head guy they hired to do it knew they were setting him up, so he recorded the FBI ordering him to go ahead with the bombing. And they let the two mentally retarded guys, I'm sorry, that's what happened, go ahead and thank God they didn't park it up against the column like they were supposed to. The globalists had to come back and finish the job a few years later on 9/11. Continuing, though, the New York Times today, terrorist plots hatched by the FBI. Wow, sounds like Infowars.com article. David Shipler. I guess the New York Times wants to stay in the game and actually cover some real news. The United States has narrowly been saved from lethal terrorist plots in recent years, or so it has seemed. a would-be suicide bomber was intercepted on his way to the Capitol, and he schemed to bomb synagogues and shoot Stinger missiles. And military aircraft was developed by men in Newburgh, New York. That's just like all the synagogues and black churches that get the swastikas put on them, and in every case, the groups do it to themselves. And people say, well, why? Why do it to yourself? Really? Why'd Hitler blow up his own Capitol building? Why'd our government attack its own ships and say the Viet Cong did it to start the Vietnam War, Gulf of Tonkin? I mean, you don't know why? Let me give you a Final Fantasy's a cartoon. Pretty good movie. And the head general wants to be able to take over, so he lets the enemy into one of the main command bases. You know, children's movies understand this, but adults go, I just don't see why the government would let a terrorist attack us. Because they use the terrorists. It's not our government. It's foreign banks. Continuing, but all these dramas were facilitated by the FBI. It goes on. Men in Newburgh, New York, had a fanciful idea to fly explosive-laden model airplanes into the Pentagon, and the Capitol was hatched in Massachusetts. But all these dramas were facilitated by the FBI, whose undercover agents and informers posed as terrorists, offering a dummy missile, fake C4 explosives, a dismantled suicide vest, and rudimentary training. Suspects naively played their parts until they were arrested. Yeah, the guy that was going to blow up the Christmas tree in Portland. Turned out he had been totally picked, told to attack the Christmas tree by the FBI. That's the issue. They go find literal loons or mentally retarded people. They profile them. And then they tell them what to attack. Klan groups, all of it. New Black Panthers, top white supremacists over and over again. All over the country, it's admitted. When an Oregon student, Osama Muhammad, I mean, what a moron that changed his name to that, thought of using a car bomb to attack a festive Christmas tree lighting ceremony in Portland. The FBI provided a van loaded with 655-gallon drums of inert material, harmless blasting caps, and detonator cord, and a gallon of diesel fuel to make the van smell flammable. An undercover FBI agent even did the driving with Mr. Muhammad in the passenger seat to trigger the bomb. And they go, is this legal? Is it legitimate? Folks, of course it's not. The point is the FBI has carried out the attacks before. I point you back to the New York Times back in 1993 with the first World Trade Center attack. Now let me bring you to the next little tidbit. Remember I pointed out that Breitbart was saying he was going to release that day stuff with Obama at communist meetings and calling for, you know, communism and race war and stuff like that. He died hours before he was going to release it. And the media said within an hour and a half, not more than 2 hours, that don't worry, it's natural causes, nothing to see here, move along. Even though it takes, you know, 3-4 weeks with Whitney Houston, months for Michael Jackson, anybody else. They, within an hour and a half, just the media just said, listen, you know, he died normally. We don't know how he died, but just go to sleep. And then the main medical examiner's office came out and said, well, our preliminary autopsy's done, but the toxicology isn't. There's not extreme trauma. There's not too much blunt force trauma. So we're saying that, you know, he wasn't killed by that, but we'll have our final report. That got spun into Alex Jones is wrong. Breitbart. You know, Alex Jones is terrible conspiracy theorist. Breitbart, the coroner, says natural causes, when that's not what they said. All I said was we should look into this. Well, what's WorldNet Daily reporting? It's also out in the LA papers. Breitbart's coroner poisoned to death. The police are looking into who may have killed the coroner who was poisoned and is dead from poison. They've confirmed that. But I'm sure it's a coincidence, right? I mean, the government never lies to us. Everything's fine. Go back to sleep. We'll be right back.
Did you know that gold and silver contain healing properties? It's true. Since the beginning of mankind's history, gold and silver have not only been used as real money, but also for healing our minds and bodies. Utopiasilver.com is your leading source for colloidal silver and colloidal gold, offering supplement protocols that can heal and enhance your health. Protocols for boosting the immune system, insomnia, yeast infections, herpes, and countering the effects of vaccinations and radiation poisoning. And now Utopia Utopiasilver.com encourages the use of real money with this buy one, get one free real money special. For details on your colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements, call 888-213-4338 and ask about 50% off for first-time customers. That's 888-213-4338 or visit utopiasilver.com. Utopiasilver.com. Fighting for liberty and healing one American at a time.
Attention, mindless criminals, thugs, and thieves. Go ahead, break a leg. American homeowners are fed up with your door kick-ins and forced entries. We now dare you to try your brute against any door reinforced with the Door Sentinel. The Door Sentinel pack includes a steel door jam plate with 3.5-inch screws, a lock shield, and hinge shields. The Door Sentinel installs in minutes, securing any front, side, or back doors, even French doors. Criminals, be forewarned, your leg will break before the Door Sentinel will budge. Even if you have an alarm system, back it up with the Door Sentinel. Basic products starting under $20. Order your Door Sentinel today for your home, garage, or any building you own or rent at MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com or call 678-648-6757. That's 678-648-6757. 678-648-6757. Get your peace of mind back with Door Sentinel. The Door Sentinel. Always on guard.
Don't answer it.
If fear strikes your heart when the phone rings knowing it may be another bill collector, it's time for you to call Zero Debt in 90 Days. 800-477-9256. Settlements, bankruptcy, and attorneys are not the answer and may end up costing you up to 10 times more than necessary. Listen, if you're already in debt, does it make sense to get buried in another payment plan? Zero Debt in 90 Days gets you out of debt in 90 days guaranteed without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. Get the fastest relief from debt on the planet when you call 800-477-9256. If you have debt with the IRS, credit cards, student loans, or foreclosure, we can help at Zero Debt in 90 Days. And we're the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com. That's ZeroDebtGuarantee.com. Or call now for free information. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256.
Attention, information in this one-minute message could save your life. Don't wait for the next emergency to happen. Act now to be prepared. Now, more than ever, civilians and communities must communicate with family, friends, and neighbors in the event of civil unrest, natural disasters, or other emergencies. That's why there's CivilDispatch.com. CivilDispatch.com is a universal system that can be used for a wide array of urgent notification alerts. Weather emergencies, civil unrest, emergency responders, amber alerts, school or business closings, any need-to-know situation. CivilDispatch.com is an emergency dispatch communication system, allowing anyone to quickly and easily send and instantaneously track emergency email and text alert notifications. CivilDispatch.com gives you the power of enterprise alerting without the enterprise cost. Don't find yourself unprepared. Learn more and become a member at CivilDispatch.com. That's CivilDispatch.com, civilian emergency dispatch system. Peace through preparedness.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Sunday with us. More and more of America and the rest of the world is waking up that you better be involved in politics or basically get enslaved, and that the true American virtue is being informed and is being involved and is detesting the culture of dependency and big government. But conservatives are waking up to the fact that big mega corporations are funding and manipulating and controlling the politicians, who then turn government into a giant vacuum cleaner to suck up your wealth and transfer it to them in government contracts and bailouts, but more importantly, to shut down the mega corporations' competition. I'm a local Austin, quote, business. I hire over 30 people here locally. I also have contractors in other countries and people like the Watsons over in England. The Watson brothers, Paul Watson, Steve Watson, But I can't even get a phone call back if I call the city of Austin, and we've done it, and said, yeah, I'd like one of your people to come out and talk about cutting my taxes or getting rid of my local taxes, waiving them like you do for all these big companies, and I'll hire more people. And they laugh at you. But I was reading in California in a town where Apple only has 10 employees, they pay no taxes. And wherever they have them, they pay no taxes. Because it's Al Gore who's on the board, and they have suicide nets around the Apple factories in China, some of the worst in the planet, because they want pure, giant profits. And that pig, Al Gore, was here a few months ago and got over $8 million cut off in taxes for Apple. That pig that's talking about how I need to have my taxes raised, and Warren Buffett, the biggest recipient of bailout money in the last 4 years, trillions of dollars to his companies, over $3 billion to him individually in one phase. Individually, $3 billion of your tax money, and that piece of trash gets up there and uses class warfare envy with ignorant working class people and says, gee, my secretary pays a higher percentage than I do. That's not fair, because you wrote the stinking laws they changed in the 80s and 90s. He literally wrote the change to get rid of Glass-Steagall. He literally, out of anybody, is the author of this. And then he sits there after he's done this to us and wants to raise my taxes. Anybody making over $125,000 a year individually, $250,000 collectively. That's not the rich. That's the people that buy cars and houses. That's the people that go on vacations. That's the people that get their hair done, that come to your restaurant. And all over Austin, where I live, one of the wealthiest cities in the country, I see shops and places closing. Places I've gone to for decades, shutting down. I see the big box stores half empty even. This is the blight of big government. And no amount of tens of trillions will ever pay off all the derivatives garbage these bankers have had to sign on to. Now, continuing here. None of that matters, though. None of that matters. Doesn't matter if America's really in a depression, or the housing market sinking faster, or unemployment and close to 50 million on food stamps. Doesn't matter if they're throwing the Bill of Rights and Constitution out the window and increasing all the domestic spy funding and TSA in every major city now, running warrantless checkpoints on highways outside of the 10th Amendment, not just the 4th Amendment. It doesn't matter, because Bin Laden got killed on International Commie Day, May Day, a year ago. Doesn't matter. I had top State Department official and CIA black op, you know, trainer, the guy that wrote Tom Clancy's books with him, CFR member, Dr. Steve Pachinik, made headlines all over the country. When he first came on my show in 2002 and said Bin Laden died of Marfan's and kidney failure, the American hospital in Dubai, then it came out on CBS later and confirmed it. This broke here. Just like it broke that the underwear bomber was gotten on the plane by the U.S. government. Kurt Haskell, who, by the way, is on tomorrow, the lawyer with his wife, sees all this happen. He gets on with no passport. Turns out the U.S. government demanded they give him a visa, Mutalib. And then a month and a half later on C-SPAN, the Undersecretary of State admits they were ordered by an unnamed agency to get the underwear bomber on the plane, drugged out of his mind. I'm digressing. Pachinik goes, you got a lot of courage. I want to come on your show and tell you something. He comes on. He says he died. He's on ice. Bush is going to roll him out in the 2004 election. This is Pachinik. You can look up Steve Pachinik. They have like Times of London saying, you know, he manipulated the communists into killing the prime minister of Italy and stuff. I mean, this is a guy who assassinated, you know, presidents in foreign countries. You know, real Mission Impossible guy. Okay, the real deal. By the way, I want to get Pachinik on this week. I keep forgetting because it's this whole Bin Laden thing. Then Walter Cronkite comes out and says, yes, Bush is going to use this against Kerry. Don't you dare try it. Then Madeleine Albright, the former Secretary of State under Hillary Clinton, comes out on CNN and NBC. I played the clips here. You can look them up. We've written articles about it. And says, yeah, he's dead. They're going to roll him out. So they backed off and later pulled him out. But the issue here that I'm getting at is that if you go to InfoWars.com, we've republished the articles from last year with the latest info about how ridiculously fake it is. And how Obama, at the correspondence banquet, in a TV ad they're running. What's the name of that stupid TV ad? We're about to play it again. One Chance. Sounds like prom night or something. One Chance. It's more like spring break. The point is, I'm sorry. It's just this is such theater. There he is at the correspondence dinner with all these Hollywood people to make it look like government is Hollywood. Edward Bernays, the head of psychological warfare, the Department of War, pre-Department of Defense, came up with all that. He said, we'll put Hollywood people up there with government. We'll blur the lines. We'll make it like they're stars. This will make the public submit to government. Plus, they'll think the president actually runs everything, so we can put a new one in every 4 to 8 years and fool the public. By the way, the author of Tragedy and Hope, the head of Georgetown Political Science, Carol Quigley, Bill Clinton's mentor, also wrote that in Tragedy and Hope. Then Ron Paul comes along, doesn't play ball with that, and it screws up their whole fantasy land, so they've got to cheat him in the first few primaries until it looks like he's not a winner. Sad issue, though. Now it's admitted he won in Maine and Iowa, like I told you he did. He was the leader. He would have been the nominee. That shows the power of the Liberty Movement now. They had to steal it. Oh, yeah, this week it all got confirmed. He really won. What is it, 4 states he really won they stole? And the Republican leadership says, we don't care if it's proof he won. You're not getting it. Anyways, continuing. Article up at InfoWars.com. Obama exploits bin Laden hoax for election propaganda. Let's go over the lies. There was that first Situation Room photo they released that May Day Sunday evening a year ago. And it was clearly a staged photo. Looked like a movie poster. Hillary's covering her mouth. Obama's looking all serious. The general's looking down the computer. Everybody's, you know, it's like football coaches or something. And they said, we were watching him be killed by the SEALs live cams. They all tell the lie on TV. They watched him die. Then people say, release the footage. They go, oh, we didn't tape it, actually. Oh, and bin Laden wasn't in a firefight. He didn't use his wife as a shield. And then there was no dialysis machine, by the way, in the house he'd been in for years. Almost on death's door with the CIA visiting 2001. CBS News reported on it in 2002. It's a fact. Al-Qaeda's used to attack Libya now, Syria. I have articles today where we're told Al-Qaeda's not a threat now. They're our friends. It's the American people are the new enemy. So the war on terror is over, but now the war is on you. But side issue. You get this giant theater that no one I know bought. You get the way it's released. You have the fake Situation Room photo. Then we say, well, show us the body. Oh, sorry, it got thrown in the ocean. Then a bunch of people speak out on the ship. They all get disciplined. Record number of people dishonorably discharged off that carrier. You have the stage photo. We got up at InfoWars.com. Then they say, well, it's a Muslim way to be thrown in the sea. No, that's against Islamic law. Doesn't matter. It's meant to be a shoddy story. It's meant to be just absolutely rotten because they don't care. It's all a big joke to them. You know, we have a clip we'll play later of Obama laughing and saying, you know, my dad was born in Kenya, but I was born in Hawaii, and he winks and everybody laughs. He's blocked all his high school college records. It's on record he had...
You don't need me to tell you that humanity is in a deep crisis. Everyone can feel it. We know a tectonic struggle is now taking place between the forces of freedom and those who love darkness, bondage, and enslavement. Yes, my friends, evil is rising. But take heart. For every action, there is an equal and opposite reaction. Recently, New World Order operative Hillary Clinton admitted they're losing the info war.
We are in an information war, and we are losing that war.
The globalists are scared. They've overreached. The future of the info war is in your hands. Join PrisonPlanet.tv. Download the thousands of special video reports, ebooks, and more, and get them out to everyone you know. Continue to spread the word about the broadcast on YouTube, Facebook, Twitter, and every other globalist propaganda platform. We are going to use their system against them. The info war now goes into high gear.
Crank up your savings at the Webb's headquarters for hand crank and solar power preparedness. 21stCenturyGoods.com. Save now on solar generators from $289. Solar lanterns, just $24.95. Solar waterproof flashlights, only $12.95. Cook anywhere solar ovens from $279.95. Portable solar panels from 21stCenturyGoods.com give you the freedom to harness the power of the sun to charge your gear wherever you go. Show your patriotism with our line of solar flagpole lights. Plus, find a full line of emergency and shortwave radios, solar lanterns, and LED flashlights. And see our monthly two-for-one specials at 21stCenturyGoods.com. Spelled the number two, the number one, ST, CenturyGoods.com. Or call 866-999-8422. Spend $100 or more and get a free hand crank solar flashlight when you mention you heard us on GCN at checkout. Crank up your savings only at 21stCenturyGoods.com.
Love gardening but don't love seeing your hard work destroyed by wildlife? Then use the number one most effective deer and rabbit repellent you can buy, PlantSkid. PlantSkid repellent protects gardens, trees, and landscaping by emitting an odor that browsing animals associate with predators. So animals avoid plants before they nibble, not after. PlantSkid is made in the U.S. from non-toxic, 100% organic, environment, and pet-friendly ingredients. Other repellents wash off in the rain, not PlantSkid. It's guaranteed to outlast all other repellents. PlantSkid was the first animal repellent to be OMRI listed organic and now comes in liquid spray, powder concentrate, or easy-to-use granular. Just sprinkle around your garden. For proven protection from deer, rabbits, squirrels, and other small rodents, use PlantSkid. Member tested and recommended by the National Home Gardening Club. Find a dealer near you at PlantSkid.com. That's PlantSkydd.com. Ask about our new vole repellent when you call 800-252-6051. That's 800-252-6051. PlantSkid. Proven plant protection guaranteed or your money back.
All whey protein powders are not created equal. Fresh liquid whey has been used for hundreds of years to restore health to the sick and youth to the aging. Why is it that no one reports these benefits from today's whey protein powders? It is because they are all processed with heat or chemicals, which damages the protein and amino acids, making them allergy-causing or toxic to your body. One World Whey's True Cool process retains all the powerful properties of fresh raw whey in a concentrated powder. My name is Stephen Heuer. As a degreed nutritionist, my goal is to make you healthy in as short a time and as affordably as possible. One World Whey is speeding up the process of helping people get healthy and is replacing the need for many other supplements, making it more affordable. To learn how One World Whey may help you with fat loss, the elimination of inflammation and pain, detoxification of heavy metals, intestinal health, brain function, and increases in strength, energy, and muscle size, call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network. Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. It's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Don't even go to break. Thank you for joining us. It is Sunday, the 29th day of April 2012, and we've got a whole other hour after this segment coming up, and I'm going to open the phones at that point. In fact, here is the toll-free number on any of the issues I've raised or any topics you'd like to get into or questions or comments you have. The Sunday number is different than the weekday number. It's 877-789-ALEX, 877-789-2539. We're going to take first-time callers on this Sunday show. First-time callers, please. 877-789-ALEX. Please give others a chance to get involved. We have millions of listeners, and I want everybody to be able to chime in who haven't been able to get through. Now, listen. You've got Obama last year saying, let's not spike the football so he can have his cake and eat it, too. But then spiking the football and producing a Hollywood movie with real Navy SEALs about the killing of bin Laden and releasing that. Just unbelievable propaganda. You've got fake Situation Room photos saying they watch live footage, a totally fake story they go back on and later admit isn't true. You've got the Navy SEAL helicopter that witnesses said was had somebody piled on board with them. It blows up, killing those. Then the Navy SEAL starts speaking out. A large portion of SEAL Team 6 is packed suspiciously on a National Guard helicopter. We're told they're flying out to save Army Rangers. Turned out that wasn't true. It blows up, killing all on board. I've talked to a Navy SEAL who has a friend in SEAL Team 6, and they say, yes, a bomb was on board. And they think it could have been, guess who? Some of them think, oh, it must have been Al-Qaeda, yeah, that got on the base and did it. Or they're smart enough to understand, no, traitors running the government. So dead men tell no tales. But think about it. We have a government caught lying to us over and over again. We have a so-called government caught stealing trillions of dollars. We have a government caught doing thousands of different lethal tests on our own troops. Project Shad, chemical, biological, radiological, atomic soldiers, Tuskegee experiments, all the new experiments coming out. A national security state based on eugenics, where they believe we're dumb animals and openly brag about how they created bisphenol A to sterilize us and how they're putting sterilants in the water. I've got articles on that today. Reuters, scientists call for rethink on consumption, population reduction. This is the religion of the people running things. They think of you as animals. And so we're just supposed to sit there when known liars tell us an official story. We're supposed to just sit there and go, well, you've lied to me hundreds of times that I've caught you before. And you've been caught doing all these terrible things, but I'm just going to believe you now. Because you say so. And then if you question known liars, you're called a supposed conspiracy theorist, which means someone who questions known liars. It'd be like if you went to the carnival and some carnival barker was saying, come on, get over here, you're going to win. And when you don't win, they make fun of you and say, come on, you can do it. You can get something for the little lady. If you say, well, you're being a carnival barker manipulating me, you're a conspiracy theorist. No, you're making a judgment about known liars. But they're saying don't have judgment. Don't have discernment. You're walking down a dark alley at night to get to your car. You see somebody creep into the shadows. Looks like they've got a club in their hand or a wrench. Maybe you go back the other direction. Oh, you're a conspiracy theorist for making a judgment on known liars. Now, again, they won't show us the body. They say they threw him in the ocean. They discipline a bunch of people on the ship at record numbers who are starting to say it was a bunch of baloney. A bunch of the Navy SEALs involved die in two separate incidents. It's all scripted. They change the story over and over again. And I've got high-level government sources, including... This was bizarre when I got contacted by a currently serving super high-level CIA person to just say, we want to tell you you're absolutely right about bin Laden and everything else. That was the message. And that was relayed to me. That person was relayed through to me by a national talk show host. National talk show host. This person would like to talk to you. They are who they say they are. They would like to, and then I get on the telephone and I'm told this message. But I've already had Pachinik on. He's the guy that co-wrote. He's got all these big Hollywood movies he wrote. He's the guy that wrote, was the expert on a bunch of Clancy's books. A famous black op assassination commander. A psychiatrist. He tells us it's all fake. Then Walter Cronkite comes up and backs it up. And then Madeleine Albright does. And that doesn't even get news coverage. But what about Fast and Furious? This is a criminal White House, so criminal. They're caught shipping guns into Mexico, drugs back into the U.S., and now we learn hand grenades. Yeah, it wasn't just some gun shops they told sell guns. That was the cover once it started to come out in federal cases where one arm didn't know what the other arm was doing. And they were bringing people into court who were declaring national security and had all these documents, and the feds were coming in and saying, yeah, drop this. They're a national security asset. Las Zetas, Sinaloa cartel, Mexican mafia, and then it turned out, this has all come out in the court cases, it's been in the Chicago Tribune, El Paso Times, it's never on the nightly news. It's always ATF let guns be sold from gun shops to track them. No, it was rocket launchers, it was RPGs, it was grenades from military bases, it was Navy SEALs and Army troops now been busted doing it. They're now burning their own minions. It's in the news, back of the paper. Shipping weapons into Mexico, trying to knock out drug cartels that weren't laundering their money through the big six Federal Reserve banks who've been caught laundering the money and don't get in trouble, i.e. Wells Fargo, you know who that is, Warren Buffett. They're part of it in a two-year span that came out 2 years ago. This is 4 years ago it started. $376 billion, Bloomberg AP, narcotics trafficked. They even leased and ran the aircraft through Wachovia and Wells Fargo. Oh, yeah, the aircraft, everything. Everything. Oh, they're nice. He's a nice old man with an ice cream cone, though. Every time you see Warren Buffett, he's like, I got a vanilla ice cream. I'm non-threatening. Ha-ha, gimmick. I'm a nice old man. Raise my taxes because I get it in bailout money. Ha-ha-ha. You idiots, or nothing you won't buy. Oh, but the chickens are coming home to roost. Republicans prepare contempt citation against Eric Holder over Fast and Furious. Yeah. Hand grenades, rocket launchers, all of it. Hand grenades, rocket launchers, drugs. It came out in the federal courts. You can look it up. The FBI, eight federal agencies were involved, not just ATF, were shipping guns to Mexican mafia and others in Chicago, in Indianapolis, in Dallas, just all up the middle of the country, bringing the goods in to you and your family. Just like the troops openly grow the opium. And when the troops started speaking out, they go, what do? We hide it in plain view. Just put it on the news. And suddenly, all over the news 3 years ago, yes, the troops grow the opium, load it on aircraft. But you're going to jail when you run it up your veins. They keep it illegal, keep the price up, so they rob your house or your jewelry, maybe kill your wife while they're at it, to get the smack. Which would be a couple dollars, and they'd be seen as social outcasts and not cool, but instead it's a lot more because your banks have got to get a little higher price. Got to keep it illegal. Got to give the cops a reason to kick down your door. Republicans prepare contempt citation against Eric Holder over Fast and Furious. House Republicans investigating the Fast and Furious scandal plan to pursue a contempt citation. As Attorney General Eric Holder, senior congressional aides told CBS News. And then, again, if you go to Infowars.com, we have the 10 facts from almost a year ago. Even more has come out now, proving it's a hoax, but we've reposted that. Number one, before last Sunday's raid, this is a year ago, intelligence analyst, every intelligence analyst, geopolitical commentator, and head of state worked there. Salt was on record saying he was dead. I mean, he goes through all those heads of state saying he was dead. Number two, the official narrative of how the raid unfolded completely collapsed within days of the announcement. It goes through how they changed the 40-minute shootout, the fake photo, they weren't watching live video feeds. Number three, the alleged body of bin Laden was hastily dumped in the sea. Number four, it goes through all the evidence. We're going to stop right there. You know what? It's all at Infowars.com. And later, I'm going to air the ad that Obama is running. The heroic killer of Osama is running. Where Bill Clinton goes, he's a hero. You know, that's who Obama is. Your phone calls, it's all coming up. Second hour. Only a few minutes away. The news is coming up, and we'll be right back. I'm Alex Jones of Infowars.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you own an Apple iPhone and love to listen to your favorite programs on GCN, I've got good news for you. I'm proud to announce that GCN has a brand new iPhone app available for our dedicated listeners at GCNLive.com. Listen to your favorite hard-hitting GCN programs live or on demand right on your iPhone. And the best part? The GCN iPhone app can be yours absolutely free. Download the iPhone app today by clicking on the banner at GCNLive.com. Again, that's GCNLive.com.
We the
people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.